Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection. Continuation of chapter 21 of the Spiritual Combat, the proper use of our senses, how they may help us to contemplate divine things. When you behold the verdant trees or plants and the beauty of flowers, remember that they possess life only through the will of that divine wisdom, unseen by all, gives life to all things. Say to him, O living God, O sovereign life, thou delight of my soul, from thee, in thee, and through thee, all things on earth live and flourish. The sight of animals should lift your mind and heart to the author of sensibility and motion. Say with respect and love, great God, unmoved mover of all things, how I rejoice when I consider the eternity of thy existence, incapable of the slightest change. When the beauty of mankind impresses you, you should immediately distinguish what is apparent to the eye from what is seen only by the mind. You must remember that all corporeal beauty flows from an invisible principle, the uncreated beauty of God. You must discern in this an almost imperceptible drop issuing from an endless source, an immense ocean from which numberless perfections continually flow. How my soul is ravished when I consider that eternal beauty, the source of every beautiful thing. You must also distinguish, when you meet a person who is intelligent, just, affable, or gifted in any other way, just how much is his own and how much he has received from heaven. Then will you exclaim, O God of all virtue, I cannot express my joy when I consider that all good comes from thee, and all the perfections of created beings are nothing when compared with thee. Thank thee for this and all good things bestowed on my neighbor or on myself. Have pity on my poverty, and be mindful of the great need I have of such virtues. When you have performed a good act, recall that God is the author of the act, and you are but his instrument. Lift up your eyes to him and cry out, O sovereign Lord of the universe, it is with the greatest pleasure that I recognize that without thee, the first and principal cause of all things, I can do nothing. When you taste anything pleasant, consider that God alone is capable of giving it that taste which is so agreeable to you. Find all your delight in him and say, O rejoice, O my soul. Without God, there is no true or substantial happiness. Do not be satisfied with the pleasure that comes from a pleasant scent. Mount in spirit to God and rejoice in God from whom it came. Beg of him that being the author of all sweetness, he will move your soul, freed from all sensual pleasure, to raise itself to him as a fragrant perfume. When you hear beautiful music, turn to God and exclaim, O God, thy divine perfections fill my heart with delight. Their melodious harmony is infinitely pleasing not only to thyself, but to angels, men, and all created beings. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, Teacher of Teachers, have mercy on us. Saint Philip Neri, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Notice how Father Scupoli in tonight's reading starts with the verdant pastures, the green trees, the living beings that give praise to God. And then he talks about animals and how even the animals can move us by their sensibility. They can sense, they can feel, and they have motion. See, the plants have growth. They can bring forth fruit, but it's the animals that can feel, can know in some ways, can move. And when we look at the animals after we've looked at the plants, we have to say, God, you are the unmoved mover. See, God moves things. He's given movement, but he himself is not moved by anything else. He didn't need anything when he created. He's not changed. He is the unchanging, infinite life. God is infinite activity without change, without movement. He's eternal, incapable of the slightest change. The mystery of God is that he is eternally bringing forth a son, and the son and the father love each other eternally without change. Infinite, eternal activity without change. And then he moves from the plants to the animals to human beings, who are made on the sixth day of creation, after the animals, made to the image and likeness of God. And he says that in human beings, we find even more things with our senses that impress us. Beauty, bodily beauty. And we have to see in every beautiful human being an imperceptible drop from the endless source of all beauty, which is God. Eternal beauty. How can this human being be so beautiful? Because God made him or made her. And how could he do that? Because he's even more beautiful. And then besides physical beauty, our senses give us witness by our hearing, by our reading. We see people that are intelligent, just, affable. What's affable? It means they're very friendly. They're very kind, easily get along with, or gifted in any other way. And that virtue that we see, that excellence, that also is supposed to raise us up to God. If this person is just, this person is intelligent, where did they get it from? From God. He must be even more intelligent, more just, more affable, more gifted. St. Philip Neri used to say, don't say what great things the saints do. Rather, we should say what great things God does in his saints. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.